I invite you to prepare your hearts, your souls, your minds, every bit of you for this time of prayer together. Most gracious and holy God, indeed it is joyful to be in this place. It's joyful for all to gather together to worship you. And we thank you. We thank you that you are a God who is so full of worship and so full of majesty and so full of glory and so full of power. And yet you're a God who is so accessible to us that we can feel your presence in our very midst this morning. We can look at the elements on this table, this bread and this wine, and we can remember that Jesus Christ brings us together in you and we thank you. And so God, we come in this prayer with this great assurance that all is well, that your kingdom is ever growing and ever present and ever challenging us and playing with us and welcoming us and pushing us to bring it into this world as we live in you. May each day of our lives find moments of love and justice and mercy and goodness and all the things that you have called us to be as your children. May we be strong. May we be wise. May we be brave as we live in this world today. God, as we worship together, we pray that you would open our hearts. We pray that you would remind us of all the names on this prayer list that we have printed, but also the prayer list that is in our hearts. We know that you are in control, and we lift all these beautiful people up to you as they struggle, as they find joy, as they live in this world. Would you bring healing? Would you bring all that is needed to every circumstance in your good time? Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to come to your table. We thank you that you remind us to remember that you were never going to leave us, that you are ours and we are yours. We love you and we thank you. And we do pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us so very long ago to pray this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.